A bird in the hand is worth what? It's Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
Oh, thank God you're here, Sam. Good morning.
G'day,
how are you?
Mate. G'day.
You know, I watched a news article last night saying business confidence in the country is at an all-time low, and there were some people wearing some bad suits sitting on some bad plastic chairs with some bad hors d'oeuvres and some bad coffees all sitting there going... And I thought, cheer up. You know, it's not all about money, or is it?
Well, a lot of it's about money, eh? Well, enough of it's about money.
Damn you, your answer. So what's going on in the wonderful world of money? Are we teetering on the edge of a massive worldwide crisis, or should people just actually refocus and go check your own pockets?
Yeah,
check your own investments.
Yeah, absolutely. You can
stop spending money on crap.
Yeah, you can worry about economic confidence, the economy, and so on. But does it really make a difference to your own life? Right, you just focus on what you can focus on.
Look, don't put out the big spinnaker if there's no wind, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a stupid analogy. Hey, so you're here to talk about money and the way that we handle it.
Yeah.
Ways that we can change our attitude towards money, because some people there are some members of the community. I'm not saying some of us. Some members of the community are a little bit not so thrifty with money, and a little bit sort of fire it out, bang it out, and then before you know it, there's none left.
Yeah, and look, I thought I'd talk about today about what are the secrets of the rich people? What do they do that's a little bit different from everybody
the
else?
Rich people. Yuck.
They're not all bad. How have they made their money? And what do they do that was a little bit different?
Yeah? Okay, I've got a question. Before we get into why is it that really, really wealthy people just need to keep making themselves more wealthy? Like, you know, like we're talking wealthy, like $1 billion, say, I better get another billion and then another billion.
Because
That's a weird thing about humans, eh?
But listen, mate, that's just basic human nature, right? Because they're hanging around with other billionaires. And so they want to think, have I got as much as you have? It's simple competition. It starts out...
Envy, isn't it? It's a massive issue, a little bit.
I think also these people value themselves, they value their contribution, they value what they do by numbers, right? And they have these enormous numbers, and mate, it's never enough. It's never ever enough.
Isn't it immoral? I read this on the internet last night before anyone thinks I'm being too deep. Isn't it immoral that if you are so wealthy that you that by just amassing more wealth, you're essentially taking wealth that could go elsewhere?
Well, look, we live in a capitalist society,
and
right?
Therefore, it makes you a bad person to do that?
No, not always. Look, we live in a capitalist society, mate. We need people who want to make things better, right? Build businesses, employ people, all those sort of things. So making a profit is a perfectly okay thing to do, and making money for yourself is a perfectly okay thing to do. But like everything else, it can get out of control. It can get out of hand, right?
It
so if you're making money in the wrong way, or if you're making it purely for the sake of making it, and I think a lot of these people who make a lot of money, they forget why they got into business in the first place, and they kind of lose their direction. They see an opportunity to make even more, they start judging themselves by how many zeros they've got, you know, next to their name. They want to climb up the rich list and all this sort of stuff. And so I think
be as cool as Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
So style icon like Mark Zuckerberg.
So I think most entrepreneurs are pretty awesome people. You know, they get out there and they start up businesses, they want to make a difference, they want to hire people. And then every now and again, if they just get like crazy rich, crazy successful, a few things start going weird. They start going wrong.
Someone just takes it as success as addictive. Another text below that says most of them had rich parents, etc. No, that's not always the case, is it?
No, they didn't. Look, if you look at it right now, about 60% of the wealth is held in the world is held by about 10% of the people.
I thought you were going to say 10 people. It's less than that.
60% is owned by 10%. We call them the middle class, the upper middle class. The other 20% is owned by like so few people, like 0.01%, and the other 20%. Is held by the other 90% of the population, right? Now, what's really interesting is that this is the first time since the 1920s that you've had so much wealth concentrated in the hands of so few, right? So the rich are richer than they have been in
those
the lifetime of anyone. Well, there's a really...
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing? I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, what's fascinating? I mean, I grew up at university. I was at university here 30 years ago.
Maybe that's a bit harsh to say fuckers. Maybe, okay.
Look, yeah. I was at university 30 years ago studying Marx, right? And it's interesting, if you read Marxist theory, this is probably, we've probably got better preconditions for a Marxist revolution.
This is what I'm saying, man, you know?
Because there's so much wealth concentrated hands. Now, I think that the very, very wealthy are conscious of that.
Lock your back door. Hey, is that what you're saying, eh?
Look, I think an awful lot of them are conscious of that. And which is why you've got things like, you know, like Warren Buffett, I don't know if you've heard him. He's you know, one of the richest guys. He started up this giving pledge with Bill Gates, right? Where these super rich people are saying, hey, listen, we realize this is not good, so we're pledging to give away. Yeah. Most of our money over our lifetime. And look at Bill Gates. I mean, there's an example, right? Bill Gates will be remembered for the money he gave away, not for the money he made, right?
That's like, and Warren Buffett seems to be like quite conscious of that as well.
Oh, he's super conscious.
And
you've
got, but then you've got like, who's the Australian woman whose husband passed away?
Gina Reinhardt?
Yeah, it's like thrifty quazillion babillion dollars. And then, and just like, you could pay off a country's debt.
Yeah, you,
you
could.
You know, like tomorrow. You could just do that tomorrow and you'd still be unearthly wealth, you know? So
I think when you get that level of wealth, and particularly when you get it in your own lifetime, right, when you've made it yourself, I don't think you have the perspective that most people have.
I wonder how many people listening have that wealth too. I wonder whether it's I don't want to be presumptuous, but I don't know.
Well, if we went off the percentages,
okay, just do the numbers, crunch the numbers on it, that we could have some super wealthy multi-billionaires listening. That's fair enough too. We are alive on the internet.
Yeah. And look, I think with great wealth comes great
responsibility is what you're going to say. Yes,
absolutely. And it's true. It's true. You know, if you can make a difference, you should make a difference. And I think that, look, I have hung around in my career with a lot of very wealthy people, and I would say that all of them are looking for a purpose. And the purpose is not money. You can't buy it. You know, you've got to.
You chose a different path, and now you're a righteous man.
I am seeking redemption, mate, after a life of sinning.
Hey, if anyone's got any queries, anything you want to run past Sam, like, see, I mean, now let's just get down to what's in your pocket. What are you spending on, and what are you saving for? And is there any point? All that sort of stuff. 309-3879 if you want to give us a call, or you can text in your queries, 5395. You're a KiwiSaver provider.
Yeah.
The investments that the KiwiSavers providers invest in.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I mean, do you hunt those down, or do you have to argue, do you sort of fight amongst yourselves as providers to get those?
We're passive investors. What that means is we invest in all of the companies that are in an index, but we're also socially conscious investors, so we choose not to invest in any companies that are involved in nuclear weapons, tobacco, landmines, cluster munitions, and we're now eliminating all companies that are involved in investing of gambling, alcohol, pornography, fossil fuel extraction, and all weapons. So we're getting
rid of those. So are there any companies left in the world after that?
Well, you know, what's interesting is when you add up all those companies, about 7% of the companies of the world do that, right?
Yeah.
So there's 93% who don't do that. And here's what's fascinating. When I was, when I started investing, sin stocks like tobacco and alcohol, they
sin
were
stocks.
Awesome performers, right? Yeah, they made a lot of money. People spent a lot of money on tobacco and booze. They were fantastic performers. So if you wanted to sell those companies, not invest in them, you suffered in terms of your return. In the last 5 years has been a dramatic turnaround. Those companies now are underperforming.
Good job.
They're underperforming. And it's because people like ourselves are actually starting to withdraw our capital investment from them. These companies are being starved of investment. I'll give you an example, like oil companies for a long time, right?
Oh, yuck.
Oh, they used to pump this stuff out, make a lot of money. What's happening now is people like ourselves are looking at oil companies and saying, hey, look, you are valuing all that oil in the ground at, you know, X dollars per barrel. But will that oil ever get out of the ground? Mm. Will we ever actually want it? Will it actually turn into money? And it's called a stranded asset in our business. So you're starting to see these companies becoming chronic underperformers now. So now the sensible thing to do
chronic underperformer.
Yeah, so now the sensible thing to do is not be invested in these things. And you should, in theory, you'll make more money, and you'll ends up being a better world, right?
True.
It's awesome.
So someone's fired in, Mikey, stop trying to find reasons to blame other people that are not responsible for your situation. Listen up, you might learn something.
I'm not blaming you, I'm just saying that is the case.
I am utterly responsible for my situation. The only person that I need to have good stuff talk to about that's me, and yeah. I've done that. I've tried to talk to me, but hey, a lot of rich people give money away. Anyone with assets will find that they're prone to increase value. Yeah. Yeah,
should we get Paul come in? We should go to the lines.
Yeah, that's much better than me reading stuff out. Hi, good morning, BFM.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, how can we help you this morning?
I'm a salary owner, and I was wondering if the main man there reckons there's any chance I'm due any sort of tax rebate on an annual basis as a salary owner, or is that higgledy piggledy boggledy?
Look, you'd have to go online. You can fill in your tax form online these days, and it's very quick. I tell you what, you would be entitled to if you saved $1,042 in KiwiSaver, you'll get $521 from the government. Free money.
I've just done that as a first homeowner. I've just done that whole thing. It's quite cool.
Awesome, great.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. I was just wondering, like, because I don't file any tax forms because I'm.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to file any tax forms, and you probably won't be into. Well, it all depends on your personal circumstance, but as a general rule, most people aren't entitled to any further rebate. Our tax system in New Zealand is awesomely simple. It's fantastic. Very, very simple. So
I'm a multimillionaire. I just want a tax rebate.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, you got a great accent for that phrase.
Yeah, butter.
You know what? You're asking exactly the right question, though, because one of the interesting things about wealthy people, Mikey, is that they're very careful about their money. They pay a hell of a lot of attention to what's coming in and what's going out.
I have a massive problem with that.
Yeah, and doing that actually really works for you.
I want to say I've got a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that our system means that people who can afford a really good accountant can find ways to not pay money. And you know, like the fact that of our top 25 richest people in the country, only 60% of them even are in the top tax bracket. That's bullshit, man.
Yeah, it's called tax evasion, and I tell you what.
Should I just jump online and have a nosy, or what's the gig?
Yeah, you do, absolutely. So you can go online and do your tax return if you want, and it will very, very quickly point you to whether you're entitled to a rebate.
Cheers, man.
Thank you. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, mate.
Question coming up. I've started a KiwiSaver for our 6-year-old. How much shall we put in each year, considering she won't get the tax credit until she's 18? And put in the minimum amount needed. Is it sensible to use KiwiSaver as just a savings account?
Yeah, it is. KiwiSaver is a pretty cheap savings account, and I think you'll find providers are going to increasingly make it lower and lower cost for children. And so it's really awesome. It's particularly awesome for kids, like for people who where you want the money to go in, and you don't want any opportunity to take it out, right? Mm. Where you know it's locked in there. So for kids. Typically what we see is parents just setting up, you know, $5 a week, $10 a week, $20 a week. Here's an interesting one. If you saved a cup of coffee a day, right, by the time you retire, you'd have something between $200,000 and $300,000 in your working life. One cup of coffee a day saved. Amazing, eh? The power of compounding interest, the eighth wonder of the world.
Here's something I'm going to ask you about. So I want to swap the simplicity. I want to leave the ANZ Bank.
Right.
Default KiwiSaver provider. I'd like to join Simplicity.
Thank you.
But you know what I want to do? Yeah. I want to, tell me if I'm doing the wrong thing. I want to go from conservative to racy.
Yeah.
I want to go to the racy investments. I want to take a little bit of risk. I want to feel risky. Is that a sensible idea? You know, because I look at you and I go, I trust him not to blow it for me. But you know what I mean?
I hear you. Look.
And for people who don't know, what is the difference?
Yeah, I hear you. Look, so a conservative fund invests in conservative investments that will go up less in a raging market, but will go down less when things turn to custard, right, for a while. A growth fund, and they're typically invested in more in fixed interest. A growth fund will invest more in shares of companies, right? And so over time, you should make more money in the growth fund, but it'll be a little bit more like being on a roller coaster.
When there's a risk, what's the risk? What's worst case scenario?
The worst case scenario is that the investments go down over a short or medium period of time because the stock market goes down, right? So now you'll get rewarded for taking that risk because you will get higher returns. But you do need to be patient, and you do need to be prepared to accept that at times your investments may go down. Now, for younger people, for for people who own their houses. There's a whole lot of circumstances in which a growth fund might be appropriate. But just go online. There's a whole lot of there's a whole lot of tools and resources available to help you work out what fund would be appropriate for you.
I think I'm going to go for growth.
Go for it, mate.
I'm going to go for growth. Yeah, hard out. I think that might be us, Sam. There's a lot of queries here. A lot of people with their thoughts on rich folk. But you know, we're all just folk. Yeah. Really, yeah. At the end of the day,
and look, I'll tell you, Mikey, they've all got several things in common. These rich people, they all really value education hugely. They would all say, well, almost all say, the best investment you could possibly make is an education.
Educate your accountant.
So go for it. They all work hard. They work bloody hard.
That's like, not true.
Yeah, no, it's true, mate. It's
not
true.
All of them.
Success. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary, mate. They all
work
bloody hard.
Oh no, you've got to put it. Okay, you've got like that texter's. Savagery rhyme, but you have to put in the hard yards.
Yeah, no, you do. You've got to put in the hard yards. And here's the third thing. They only ever borrow... Most of them don't borrow money, but when they do, they only borrow money to invest, not to spend, right? They don't borrow money to do that. So, which is typically, for most New Zealanders, that's buying your house, right? Borrow to buy. But don't... Credit cards, stay away from that stuff. Don't borrow money to consume.
Call it. Just before we go. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. The more we've got in queuing bank, the more that is invested, the more that is returned, kind of, you know, merry-go-round.
What are you talking about, Pedro?
Well, that's right. Yeah. If my contributions to Kiwi Saver are higher,
yep.
Are you going to invest more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
So, and that's what I mean.
Mm. The more you put in, the more we'll invest, the more you should get back.
And that getting back, you'll reinvest.
Exactly. Yep, yep. So it comes back. Companies pay us dividends or whatever. We reinvest it on your behalf. Yep. Mm. So we don't pay you a dividend or an interest payment. It just carries on accumulating in your account. Yeah.
Good. Happy with that, Pedro?
I'm happy. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
All right, lovely. Bye. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sam. I look
You're
forward
welcome,
to
mate.
Discussing more
Cheers.
Money matters at this time next week.
Thanks, mate.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's lowest cost KiwiSaver plan. It takes 2 minutes to switch online.